Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is Dukes and Bell. We are waiting our man Ice Cube. He came in studio a couple of years ago, actually, before the pandemic, and kicked it with us in studio. We had a great time. He's coming back to town because the Big Three is coming, and we'll talk to him about that, but also all things entertainment, Lakers, etc. He's a huge sports fan, man. Speaking of the Hawks and basketball, the schedule release, the drop happened today. We're going to talk about that coming up in about 20 minutes and get you caught up on what the Hawks schedule looks like. We want to welcome into the show our man Ice Cube, here on Dukes and Bell. Cube, it's good to have you back on, man. I know you're heading to the ATL, excited about having the Big Three championship game coming here this weekend. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm good. You know, just can't wait to get there. Can't wait to, see this, eventful Sunday, you know what I mean, with the celebrity game, the All-Star game, and the championship.
I mean, you can't go wrong with Dr. J and George Gervin, who could finger roll.
This is true.
How cool is? I mean, are you
Without
like us when you get around those? Are you like us when you get around those guys, Cube? Like you're a little kid.
Yeah, I mean, those are my heroes, man. You know, without a doubt, I grew up. I watched The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. You know, in the movie theaters. I had the Iceman poster, and you know, those dudes were just like, you know, larger than life. So to be cool with him, to know him for this long. I have met him over the years, you know, at different NBA All-Star games, but to be working this close with him for the last 6 years, it's just been crazy.
Yeah, and the Big Three's been crazy, man. Congrats on all the success there. Bro, I know when you told people we're going to do this, I remember people being like, this thing ain't going to work. And it's working, and it's great, and it's coming to the inaugural Big Three All-Star Game. Again, Dr. J, Team Ice, and then you've got the championship game, which Steven Jackson, I mean, they're the reigning Big Three champions trilogy, right? I mean, he's got a little squad there, doesn't he?
Without a doubt. You know, they're going for, three titles in 5 years. So, you know, they definitely, you know, when it comes to the Big Three, a dynasty, if they could do it. But you got power, too, coached by Nancy Lieberman. They going for their second championship. So both of these squads are, you know, they got hot at the same time. And I don't think we could have two better teams going for the championship this year.
Was it tough as Ice Cube joins us guys live here on the WaitForIt.com hotline? I know you guys were messing around with the idea of doing your own bubble because the NBA went in the bubble. Was it tough knowing you had this really cool concept and you had to kind of sit out a year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in 2020, it seemed like everything was thrown off. You know, the whole world was staggered. And, you know, we had to fight to get back in 2021. We had a great season. You know, this is our best season yet when it comes to the product on the court. You know, our athletes, you know, our young players are starting to come alive. And so we had to do kind of a semi-bubble because, you know, everybody's worried about something in Frisco, Texas. But being able, you know, last week to go to Tampa and for the playoffs, this week Atlanta for the championship and All-Star game, it's just it's exactly what the league is meant to do. It's meant to travel from city to city.
You guys can purchase tickets, guys, big3.com/tickets. You can check it out, State Farm Arena, great arena to do this in, and it's a full weekend, by the way, of stuff going on. I saw Gronk's going to be there. They've got a bunch of other stars and people they haven't even announced yet that's going to be a part of this weekend. So make sure you check it out. The 21st is the actual date, guys, on it. Cube, I want to ask you about the Lakers, man. I know you're a huge sports fan. L.A., obviously. All right. What's up with Westbrook and AD always being hurt, bro? What is the deal out there?
You know, I guess it's a rough 82-game season. It's pretty grueling. You know, it seemed like Westbrook, he played the whole season this year. But AD, you know, we got to get more games out of AD, you know. 55 games ain't enough. We need at least, you know, 70, 75.
Good luck with that. It's our man Ice Cube, by the way, here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Man, hey, Carl, just
I can dream right. Too, you know.
No doubt. I mean, this dude, he can't stay healthy.
I think we'll see another Friday movie before we see that man play 75 games. Ice, what about the – did you like Winning Time as a kid who grew up in L.A.? How much fun was it watching that? I thought HBO did a hell of a job with that.
It was fun, you know, watching that, you know, growing up in that time. And seeing kind of, you know, somewhat behind the scenes, the Jerry Buss story really inspired me on the struggles he went through, you know, his first year as the Lakers owner. You know, it was inspiring because with a league like the Big Three, we understand, you know, that it's not an easy road trying to go from, you know, from nothing to something. So it's been pretty cool to check out.
Guys, we're talking with Ice Cube, the Big Three Championship coming to town at State Farm Arena. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Cube, I want to ask you about O'Shea, man, your son. I'm a big Star Wars dude, and I'm watching Disney Plus, the Obi-Wan series, and all of a sudden I see your son playing in the Star Wars series. I'm like, man, he's doing so many different projects. Talk about his career, man, and, you know, how did you get him into wanting to act? Or was it just him being around you and he felt like that's what he wanted to do?
I mean, he's been around it his whole life. Never asked me to, you know, act or anything. I actually approached him when it was time to do Straight Outta Compton. You know, he had went on tour with me. He's jumped on stage. I knew he could rhyme and he could, you know, rap my lyrics and do all that kind of stuff. You know, I didn't know how serious he wanted to take acting. So we put him through the ringer. You know, he studied in L.A., studied in New York, and really fell in love with the craft. And then Straight Outta Compton, he had to audition, and of course he was the best Ice Cube out of all the other ones that he was trying. And
I can only imagine what you saw though with the auditions. I can only imagine the guys that ran up there trying to, you know, they want to play Ice Cube, being like, okay, all right, maybe not.
Well, I stayed out of that process with him. Right. You know, I just let it go to Gary Gray and to Universal, because I didn't want no bias. I didn't want them to be like, he only got it because he's your son. He got it because he was the best Ice Cube out of all the ones that he tried. So at the end of the day, he earned that. And he's been living a dream, man, you know, doing movies like Godzilla and Star Wars. And he grew up on all that stuff. So being able to be a part of it, he's kid in the candy store.
I know we've asked you this before, and I know you get asked a lot, but when you were a kid, would you ever visualize that you would be, first off, the crossover star that you are, and all the things that you now are, I mean, you're again, media mogul gets thrown around, but you're involved in all these things, and now you are like a name brand in America.
I should be. You know, I'm good about everything out here. You know, it's, at the end of the day, you know, where I come from to where I am, and you know, doing it my way, you know, I think that's what America's all about. And so it's cool to be recognized, because at the end of the day, it's all art. You know, it's really, you know, just trying to do stuff that's cool and make sure people can be a part of it. You know, nothing's wrong with that.
Ice Cube joining us here, guys. We're talking about the Big Three coming to town in the ATL. Again, go get your tickets so you can check it out.
Now, you didn't get a piece of the action. Did you? You could actually buy into this league, too.
Oh, you could have, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Big3.com/tickets. Cube, talk about that, man.
Oh, the NFTs.
Yeah.
We saw that, you know, why just be a fan when you can be an owner? You can be treated like an owner with all the amenities, you know, they call them utilities in the NFT world. And yeah, you can own a piece of a team and get treated like a king or a queen if you come to the games, flood you with merch, access, you know, from practices to parties. It's a pretty cool deal. And it's great, you know, I've met some of the owners. And they're having a ball with the Big Three. They're sad it's about to end.
It's
championship.
It's cool. It's a cool way to get involved, and it's a new way to get involved. I mean, that I'm still trying to wrap my head around all that stuff, to be honest with you. Like, wait a minute, I'm going to buy this? I'm the only one that owns this? When you start talking about NFTs. We're talking about Ice Cube, guys. I know you've done a lot of different projects when it comes to movies. I saw somewhere you turned down Poetic Justice. Now, ultimately, that role was filled with Tupac. Is that a true story? Did you turn that role down? And what other roles
did
you turn down through Hollywood that maybe people don't know about? Is there other roles that you were like, nah, I'm good?
I mean, when you say turn down, you never know how many other people they ask, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, that was one of them. Minister Society, you know. I didn't,
you turned it down?
Yeah, turn that down, because I had just done Boys in the Hood and Trespass, and, you know, I didn't want to start playing the same character over and over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it's cool. Those movies turned out like they were supposed to. You know, I'm glad I didn't do them.
Cube, what's next for you, man? What? I mean, you're doing this. Mike mentioned, you know, you got your hands in so many different things. What's next for Ice Cube?
You know, I'm still going to league. You know, that's really what I'm committed to do, is to make sure this league is rolling downhill. And you know, until then, I'm not even considering anything else, because, you know, I have a lot of my heroes, a lot of guys I admire as a part of this league, and they're depending on me to make sure they got the platform to just, you know, still show that they got it. So, you know, that to me is what it's all about, you know, making sure that this platform is here. You know, the NBA been around 75 years. I want to be around 75 years too, so, you know, keep it rolling.
Guys, go to big3.com/tickets. As simple as that. Get your tickets. Again, there's an all-star game. You got the legend. All this stuff is wrapped into this weekend. Oh, before we let you go, Ice, what about your namesake, Ice Trey? What do you think of Trey Young, since you guys are coming to the A? What do you think of the young star here in Atlanta?
Man, I hope he come to the game, you know, and hang out. You know, I love to watch him play. You know, he's what's good about, you know, the new stars coming out in the NBA. Fearless. You know, he already got cities, you know, they hate him because he's so good and come in there and kill him. And so, you know, I like that. You know, I like you know, everything about his game. And he seems like he's a young leader for the Hawks. So, You guys are lucky to have him.
Yeah, man, we are. You know, every city needs a star. You know that. And we were clamoring for one, especially with our Hawks. So, Cube, we appreciate the time, man. As always, love you stopping by. Wish it could be face-to-face. We're out at Mercedes-Benz today. So enjoy your time in the ATL. We hope you have a great event. And we know a lot of folks are going to come out. People are hitting me up right now. How are your tickets, man? Big3.com/tickets. Go get your tickets. Cube, thank you so much, man.
Yeah. Appreciate y'all, man. You know, I need to see some of y'all slide through, too, man. You know what I mean? Like
for
I
sure.
said, it's going to be great. Yeah.
It is.
See y'all there, man.
Appreciate
right.
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool, man. Sweet. Yeah, yeah. Yay. Yeah, it was funny. I don't want to ruin the interview by saying how last time I was in Tallahassee, I ran some checks from FAMU, and I established my street cred by showing the picture of me with Ice Cube from his visit back in 2019.
Oh, man. And by the way, I mean, if that's your first time ever really just hearing him, like, you may have heard him on records and whatnot, but he is that cool and laid back. That's kind of who
right.
he is. He's not amped up. That's just he's in chill mode. But he's one of the most brilliant dudes, man. He told us last time we talked to him, he wrote Friday in an afternoon, the movie, which ultimately right. went on to do all the great things that it did. Hey, man, we got plenty more to get to. Coming back, speaking of greatness, Michael Money Harris. Oh, we'll get into this deal and why it's important for the Braves to do what they did. It's Dukes and Bell.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Oh, it's all about taking care of your own. It's Dukes and Bell. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We've got Earth, Wind, and Fire tickets. Santana. They're going to be at Lakewood Amphitheater. Stay tuned. Between now and 7, we'll give those tickets away here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, let's talk about the news that came after the game last night. Now, first of all, Charlie Morton, money. 12 strikeouts. He was in command.
He's getting
all
better
night.
And better as the season goes along, don't
well,
you think?
Well, listen, this is what veterans do, Mike.
But also the knee injury. Maybe he's finally getting to be 100%.
I agree. And so Charlie was in command last night. We got timely hitting. Olsen was great. The bomb he hit, Mike says it's still in the air right now. But after the game, we find out that Michael Harris has signed an 8-year extension. Basically, it's 10 years with two option years for the Braves, but it's $71, $72 million for 8 years. Today, they had a press conference, and Alex Anthopoulos, who is the Braves' general manager, he's going to be on tomorrow morning, 9:20, on the Steakhouse with Steak and Sandra. So make sure you tune in to hear all about this and much more when it comes to the Braves. But congratulations, first of all, to Michael Harris, Mike. And let's talk about the dynamics of this before we hear from Michael Harris, who spoke to the media today. This is a smart move for the Braves. It's a smart move for Michael Harris. And the thing that I want you guys to realize is, I know many people are saying, oh, the Braves are being cheapskates. They're cheaping this guy. He should get more. Guys, you got to understand the circumstances. He's played 71 games in the major leagues, Mike.
Right.
But he's also shown you in those 71 games what he's capable of. He's a five-tool guy, and so now he gets rewarded with this extension. I love the fact the Braves did this. Let's stop worrying about, oh, well, the Braves are doing what they need to do to keep their core intact.
Yeah, look, again, guys, if you grew up of a certain age, teams all played together for a decade. I mean, yes, was it the best situation for some of the players? No, but we now moved on beyond the reserve clause, Carl, beyond what free agency was and its limitations in the 70s and 80s to now. Do you really want a guy like Scott Boros coming in and demanding $300 million for your guys in 8 or 7 years, however it would play out? It's great for the Braves. And Carl and I have done this story now 5 times today. We'll do it again. You go through arbitration. There's a cap on how much money you can earn in those first couple of years. It's not like the NFL where once you get to year 4 or 5, it's a jackpot, or the NBA. After 4. It's not the way it works. So in this case, guys, you're also eliminating the risk of, oh, what if they figure me out and I can't hit the curveball, or I blow my knee out and I've now blown my career. So again, win the lottery right now, take the payoff. Yeah, Ozzie Albies looks a little undervalued now, but aren't you more concerned about how the Braves have locked up basically, Carl, the core of this team? If they get Dansby done, if they're going to stick around with Grissom, you've got basically every position on the field locked up for nearly a decade.
Yeah, it's a
Contreras
win-win.
Behind the dish, yeah. The catcher of the future.
This is a win-win. And the bigger thing for me is you can always bet on yourself.
Bingo.
But baseball, the way it's structured, to Mike's point, doesn't allow you to do that in a short period of time. Michael Harris basically had 5 arbitration years taken out of the context. Okay? They basically paid him $57 million. To take out those arbitration years of what he potentially could have earned, and instead they said, hey, we're going to pay you now. And so for him, this is a smart play. I want you to hear what he had to say about this changing moment for his life and his family today at Truist Park.
It's a life-changing moment, obviously. And, I mean, for me to be so young and for the Braves to even consider me to be a part of this organization for that long, it's a blessing, and it's just something I can't really put into words.
And as we said, the total deal with the club options, it looks like 10 years, $102 million. So that's the total earning potential. Could he outplay this contract? Yes. Could he play this contract completely through and then Mike sign another $300 million deal after being a multi-time all-star and one of the best center fielders in the game? Yes.
Right. As I told one guy on Twitter, then he can hire Scott Boras, let the Yankees pay him $300 million. Hopefully he won two or three World Series before that. All I'm telling you guys is the Braves, after years and years of not throwing the money around, are making fantastic decisions. Who's going to argue with Alex Anthopoulos and these moves? Again, at some point, if Grissom continues to show out through the remainder of the season, maybe he'll be the next. You got to pay Max Fried. He's going to get a big contract. Dansby's deal's coming up. If Dansby, you can't come to terms, we don't know that's going to happen. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. First things first, Austin Riley wrapped up. Now this guy, Michael Harris, who's come on. And by the way, you can look the other side of the coin and say he's only played 72 games to give him that kind of a contract. So there's two sides to this.
Yeah, there is.
I mean, we're all enamored with this kid's skills, and there's no sign of, right now, there doesn't show any sign of stopping. But there is a risk involved with the Braves as well. I'm not going to take the side of the management, but they're taking a risk. This guy is going to be that dude.
Absolutely. There are two sides of this, Mike, because down. By the way, these are guaranteed deals.
Everything in baseball is guaranteed.
So he's going to see the money. The downside is if he's not able to be on the field to establish himself as one of those great players, then you've just wasted $60 or $70 million.
But you know, here's the thing. You just gave a guy a tremendous contract, but it's not like the Tatis thing. No. For all we know, the Tatis contract may blow up in the Padres' face. It is right now.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's Dukes and Bell. It's our strong arm story of the day. Michael Harris gets an extension. Think about what's transpired over the last few weeks. Your third baseman locked up. Now your center fielder locked up. These are monumental moves by Alex Anthopoulos. And he was asked today about what was the long-term plan when it came to Michael Harris.
You know, look, we didn't know when we called him up. Obviously, I told him in spring training, I'm not trading you, when we made the Matt Olson trade. I don't know if you remember, but it was, I think our club bus was obviously shocked by some of the guys that got moved. But we were really excited about him long-term. And just the way he was playing and, getting to know him a little bit more. And you're asking people around the clubhouse what kind of human being he is. Obviously, the player development staff felt strongly about his character, the makeup, and so on. And I think more importantly that, everything I know about Mike, he loves Atlanta, like truly loves Atlanta, whether that's wearing a Trae Young jersey, spring training. I see him walking in with a Hawks jersey, Atlanta Falcons jersey, or he's here for the World Series games. I don't even know how you got the seats. But, I think it's important when we have a chance to have players that it means something to be a Brave. And it's important to them for them to be here. So his play, obviously, is, the important area. He just played so well. And knowing what it meant for him to be here and to have our core. And obviously, I want to thank Terry McGurk. He's been signing off on a lot of checks.
Sure has. And all the family was there, by the way. It was so cool to see all the Harris's dad, his mom, his sister. And what a moment for a kid who grew up being a Braves fan. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I really admire what Alex just said, though. Because you do want guys that want to be here. Listen, we have one of the most attractive franchises in the world. I know living here and maybe growing up a Braves fan, you take it for granted. I can't tell you how many guys I've talked to over the years in baseball who have admired the Braves from afar because they knew the organization was really good. They took care of their players. You're seeing that. So to have Michael Harris now in this situation is awesome. I want you to hear Harris talk about something I brought up earlier. It's not the main point. But it's something that needs to be said. And Atlanta needs a young black star when you talk about baseball because of the lineage, when you talk about Henry Aaron and what he meant to this city and all the guys that have come through here that have been African-American. It's one thing that if you're in Atlanta, you would think that, okay, yeah, they have that. We necessarily haven't. Maybe we found that guy. And Michael Harris was asked today about representing the African-American community.
Pretty much if you set your mind to your main goal and strive every day to perfect it and try to reach that goal. I mean, anything is possible. Life moves fast. And I mean, if you stay on your course and you believe in yourself and have people around you that really believe in you, I mean, anything's possible.
Anything is possible. Yeah. Ask him. 71 games, and he's got the deal of a lifetime that is life-changing money.
Hey, you talked about it earlier. You just answered the question about it. I mean, in the city where Hank Aaron obviously made his home and obviously his great legacy, and we said it earlier, just, you know, they're putting initiatives together. We don't have enough African-American guys playing the sport right now, and I think it goes all the way back to youth because they priced kids out. I know my parents couldn't afford to put me on a traveling team when I was playing Little League at this point, but the point is you got a young, charismatic kid representing the city, a black kid in a town like Atlanta. This is awesome. This is perfect. And you got Grissom in the pipeline. As we said, guys, they'll get the Max Fried done. They'll get that deal done. The Dansby deal may have some twists and turns. I don't know. Everyone's turning this thing into a giant soap opera because of Freddie's thing. May have no bearing on that. All I know is, and I will say it for the third time today, Terry McGuirk, I apologize for calling you a skinflint all those years ago. You are making the right moves, and this team has put together an amazing team.
Well,
in its prime. And, Carl, if everyone stays healthy, you're going to have this for a decade.
Let's be honest, though.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
These are the general manager's moves that McGuirk is signing off on. He's trusting Alex. You know why?
Because
we want it.
Right.
He already won it. It's easy to trust you, Mike, when you come into my office and I've seen what you've done over the last 4 years and you go, hey, I need another 100 mil. Okay, fine.
Hey, and the guys, as we said, you're parking in the red light, you're buying the burgers, sucking down the brew, buying the jerseys, the turnstiles are turning, things are good right now.
Let's give you a chance to go see Earth, Wind, and Fire and Santana. They're going to be at Lakewood Amphitheater. Caller 8 right now at 404-741-0929. You can get your tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com, but we're giving you a pair right now just for listening to Dukes and Bell. All right, we're coming back. Grant McCall is going to join us live from the stadium. We'll talk about the lineup and what are we going to get from Odorizzi.
Around the yard with your World Series champion Atlanta Braves.
Yes! World champions!
On Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
We got to give a big shout out to Elliot Gatehouse for coming. He listens to Dukes and Bell, and he just won tickets to go see Earth, Wind, and Fire, Santana, on Wednesday, August 24th at Lakewood Amphitheater. If you missed Ice Cube, he came on at 5 o'clock. Go check it out. It's on Odyssey.com. You can listen to the whole interview. All right, Grant McCauley is here, our Braves reporter. He is at Truist Park, and right now the Braves are rolling. But we got to start with your thoughts on the Michael Harris deal. I think it came down after the game, and everybody was kind of surprised, Grant. But Mike and I have been, talking about this all day. What do you think about the deal and what it means for the Braves long term?
Well, it means great things, I think, for the Braves long term. Is obviously it locks up another key piece of what could be a great young core for a team that has eyes on winning more than just the one World Series they won last year. And this is just the latest and the next step in that evolution towards keeping that group together. So lots of great things for the Braves. And then for Michael Harris, the kid who was not even 3 full months into his big league career, he has now set himself up financially in the place that he wants to be, with the team that he wants to play for, with the teammates that he wants to play with. And I think there's a lot to be said for all of that and what it allows to the Braves to do and for Alex Anthopoulos to do, as you referred to Michael as one of the pillars of this team. And again, 3 months into your big league career, that is some high praise. But if you've watched him play every night, as I'm sure you guys have and I have, this kid is worth that praise and I think is more than worth this contract. It's a great move for the club.
We spent a lot of time today, Grant, explaining to the listeners, those who don't understand, because it's confusing, you know, the arbitration rules and how you're, you know, obviously you're going to bypass all that and jump right to a guaranteed piece of contract. I mean, we've asked you about, you know, Austin Riley kind of hit a bump in the road and really came on like a, obviously like a house of fire last year. Do you see any weaknesses in Michael Harris's game right now?
No, you don't. But I mean, you look at the history of young players in just about any league. I mean, yes, you can have success. Yes, there will be struggles. There can be injuries. There can be all kinds of different things that are all part of that puzzle, because for everybody who's the exception to that rule, there's a player that may have a certain amount of success and then, you know, really not have the opportunity to cash in on it as soon as he might like to, might have to wait for free agency. And I know that there's a lot of talk about, you know, betting on yourself and what the market value would be. And, you know, you can look at Juan Soto and feel like, okay, well, that's a guy that's going to get $450 million. But how many Juan Sotos are there out there? How many Aaron Judges are out there flirting with a 60-home run season going into free agency? That's just typically not the case. So, yeah, you bypass making the league's minimum salary for three seasons. You're able to bypass all of those years of arbitration. You do sell a couple of your years of free agency with this deal, and there are a couple of team options. But on the flip side of all of that, you have a chance to play for the next decade where you want with a nine-figure salary, you know, or overall contract. And I think that the pluses far outweigh the cons when you think of the uncertainty that life and sports can throw at you.
It's Grant McCauley joining us here on Dukes and Bell. All right, let's talk about Olsen and that long ball that he hit last night. Now, he is hitting fourth in the lineup tonight. I think he's lived up to the expectation, Grant. I mean, I know it was a lot of pressure coming in. You're technically replacing Freddie, but, you know, he wanted to be himself. I think Matt Olsen's been really good, and last night was just another example of that.
Yeah, and I think that as the Braves have turned themselves into a winning ball club over the past, going on 3 months now, Matt Olson's been central to a lot of that success. I mean, he started hitting these home runs and driving in runs and having these moments in which, you know, you're going to think about when you're going through a long season and you want to see Matt Olson have success against the Mets. He had a key home run against him in the series last time. And then last night he hit a ball that, as far as I know, may or may not have landed yet off a bounce off the roof of the chop house. So this guy's got, as they say, light tower power. And for him to, you know, come over and start to show some of that right now in this first season and be just one of the pieces of this puzzle, I think that's really all he wanted to be. And I think that that's the expectation that you should have of him, is this is a great player who's going to come up with some key hits and key plays for this club and stick around for a long time. And that kind of goes back to what we started off the call talking about, which was building a winner, a group that's going to be playing together for quite some time, and a group that's playing pretty well together right now.
It is Dukes of Bell live at Mercedes-Benz. It is Grant McCauley live at Truist Park getting ready for the Bravos and the Mets. We spent a lot of time today talking about Charlie Morton. I mean, man, oh, man. Grant, was it because of the busted leg injury that he's now finally hitting his stride, pardon the pun, that this dude is just all dialed in? Because he was masterful last night.
I don't think it's really been the leg, to be honest with you. I mean, early in the season, would I have thought that a few starts were necessary for him to start to get comfortable again and to start to feel like, okay, I trust this, everything's going fine, and, you know, I'm able to execute the way that I want to, and I don't have to have this even in the back of my mind. I think he's kind of been over that hurdle for a while, but it's just been the touch and feel and the control of that curveball. And, I mean, he threw his curveball basically 50% of the time last night. He threw 97 pitches. He threw 48 curveballs, and the Mets really had no opportunity to settle in against Charlie Morton because he was just eating them alive with that pitch. So this is the guy we've been looking for. He made that adjustment in the way that he attacked this Mets lineup, and he found great success with it. And, you know, we were talking last night. I said if Charlie wants to go ahead and strike out, you know, 10 batters or whatnot, I'd be more than happy to see him do it. This is just a tough lineup to do it against, and he went out and struck out 12 in 6 2/3 innings and gave the Braves exactly the kind of performance that they need in order to be able to compete with a club like the Mets that, you know, is going to be throwing their best two starters at the Braves today and tomorrow.
What about Odorizzi tonight? Jake Odorizzi needs a good start. Let's keep this thing going. How would you rate what he's done so far since becoming a Brave?
I think what he's done so far has not really been an indicator of what he's capable of. And I think that the natural thing, and Brian Snitker talked about this before the game, is that you come over to a new team and you immediately want to succeed and you want to be even better than perhaps, you know, your team expects you to be. That's the kind of impression that you want to make, that first impression. And, you know, there is, I think, a human element that's at play there where you just maybe put a little bit too much pressure on yourself. And that could be part of it. I know the hamstring thing against the Mets, the cramp that he had that forced him out in the fifth inning in his first start against the – or first start for the Braves was a little bit of a setback. But outside of that, I really think maybe to simplify things. And as I said yesterday, take a page out of Spencer Strider's book, fill up the strike zone, let the Mets put it in play, let the defense do the work, and, you know, just try to put a quality start out there. You can't worry about what Max Scherzer's doing because – Max Scherzer is going to do what he does more times than not, but I think that Jake Odorizzi can concentrate on what he can offer this club and allow the Braves offense to see what it can do against a very tough mound opponent.
A lot of momentum, injuries now for the Mets. Carrasco goes out. Tywan Walker had lower back spasms last night. Already got problems with Guillorme. I mean, they got issues all of a sudden bumping around. How big would it be if they can knock Scherzer out of the box? As we said earlier, Scherzer and DeGrom are the ultimate backstop for a slump with the Mets. What does it mean, obviously? I mean, they're putting our stamp on this, but Grant, how huge would that be to get the W tonight?
Yeah, I think it's huge because the Mets have not lost a series to a National League East opponent all year long. They have tied 2 four-game series, and that's it. Wow. Otherwise, they have won, I think, all 16 series against their NL East foes. So that's not just the Braves. That's the Phillies and, yes, the Marlins and Nationals who are having a little bit of a rougher year, but the Mets have really owned this division. That's why they've been sitting where they are and why they've had a pretty big lead for the majority of this season. So beating a guy like Max Scherzer, winning this series, is exactly the kind of step along the way for the Braves to try to make this division race a true photo finish here over the last 45 games.
Grant, it's interesting, you know, to think that we're going to have this core group together.
Yeah.
What about as we get towards the Dansby situation? Mike has been talking about this. Will the Freddie circumstances affect that negotiation at all? I don't believe it will, but I want to know what you think and how the Braves are operating right now. And we'll go into the offseason. That's going to be one of the big things they're going to have to take care of.
It really is. And I don't think that the Freddie situation, and knowing that, yes, they are represented or were at one point, you know, Freddie's situation is its own thing that we'll put off to the side, but that's who's representing Dansby Swanson as well. And I think that he's in a different place than, say, Austin Riley or even Matt Olson when he was traded over here. And, of course, Michael Harris, because he is right here on the precipice of free agency and it is out there. But I think Dansby Swanson is a born and bred Atlanta kid who wants to be here playing in this ballpark and with this team for as long as he possibly can. So, you know, if he learned anything from the situation last year, it's make sure you dictate where you want to be and have the opportunity to make that a reality. And I think that the Braves, as far as payroll is concerned, they've shown you that they're going to spend. They've shown you they're going to be creative. They've shown you that they have players that they like a lot and they want to have a chance to keep them here. And Alex Anthopoulos was asked about it. Can't really say much as far as the situation is concerned, but it's pretty clear. If you're on this club and you contributed to something like a World Series, they'd like to keep you around. So hopefully they're able to get that deal done and have Dansby around for the next 5-6 years, whatever that looks like, because he's been an integral part of the Braves turning things around since 2018.
And it was kind of interesting, Grant, just to go back to that one about Freddie and the impact. It did impact, I think, Austin Riley, his agent, talking about his decision and why they wanted to come back. And Austin Riley, A, he loves the, obviously loves the fit here. The organization wants to be on a winner, a team that's going to compete, and also saw the risks of perhaps overplaying your hand.
Yeah, and it's just, I feel like there's a fine line to be walked there. And, you know, the Freddie situation, I think that we'll look back on for years and years to come, and it's going to be a bit of an outlier because I've never seen anything like it before. I've never seen anything like the way the reaction was for the player when he came back to the place where he played before. And hopefully you never have to see somebody go through that kind of thing again. Yeah, at the end of the day, he's playing for, you know, $160 million for one of the best teams that you're ever going to find in the Los Angeles Dodgers. But there was clearly a differential between his opportunity to come home and then what he wanted to do, what his agents were out there doing, and clearly what the club was comfortable offering, and the deal didn't come together. So, again, if you're a player, you know, I think you have to make those things known and just make sure that you're, you know, going after what it is you truly want and playing where you truly want to be and with the team that wants you. And I do think the Braves would like to have this core around for a long time, and they're showing us with each and every deal that they're committed to winning here for the long haul.
Grant, great job as always. Looking forward to tonight. Can we make it three in a row against these Mets? We're 2.5 out, guys. Scherzer, Odorizzi. Should be a good one. Grant McCauley, we'll talk to you tomorrow, man.
You got it. Thank you.
All right, guys. There it is. Braves have a lot going on. We're winning. Things feel really good. They're taking care of their young guys. We got guys we know we're going to be able to cheer for for a long time. What is there to frown about when it comes to the Braves right now?
Only thing we didn't ask Grant about, but you guys have already seen it, 8 strikeouts from Mike Soroka. I know against a lower level, but, man, when you've been out of the game for 2 years with back-to-back Achilles, how awesome was Soroka last night?
Amazing. Mike, I'm starting to get the feeling he might be back.
We've always thought that was a pipe dream. Maybe it will become a reality, too. How about that?
All right, man, coming up, Hawks schedule drop. What's it look like? Who do they open up against? What are the big matchups? We'll talk about it coming up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.